Welcome to our Vida Goals podcast, where it is all about goal setting. I am Ron, your host, and today I would like to talk about New Year's resolutions. The year is just a few weeks old, and it's time to reflect and to make New Year's resolutions. What are your goals for the new year? Maybe you remember your last year's resolutions, or the ones before, or... Okay, you get the point. If you set goals for the new year, or quarter, or month, this is already good news. And if you write them down, you're already better than 90% of the people. The bad news is, however, no matter how motivated and focused you are starting, the momentum fades away as the year proceeds. In January, you are still on track. In February, well, there are other things to do as well. Then later, you fall back to your usual routine, and next year you make the same New Year's resolution again. Now the question is, why can't you stick to a goal you really want to reach so badly? Good question, right? There are many good answers to this question, and we'll get back to them in later episodes, but today I would like to focus on a different question. Instead of asking, why can't you stick to your goals, the new question is, why do you keep doing what you are doing, although you might hate it? Especially at the beginning of the year, we have big dreams and goals about all we want and can achieve. We are strong, have willpower, everything is possible. But then, we are back in our hamster wheel. Sometimes without even knowing, because from the inside it looks like a career ladder, as someone fittingly quoted. You might be strong, and I'm sure you are. However, you are only one part of the equation. The other part is your environment. It is really hard to thrive in a bad environment. Consider the leopard, a strong and proud hunter in the wild. But in the cage in the zoo, the same animal can just go up and down. Of course, there are many parts of your environment you can't control. That's okay. There is still enough you indeed can control. It does not even need to be a big change. Just small adjustments can have a big impact. For example, if your goal is to run a marathon, put your running shoes to a place where you can easily see and reach them. If your goal is to lose weight, do not put the cookie jar on the table where you see it every day. If you want to learn a new instrument, you need to practice. If you want to learn a new language, you need to practice. The same is true for goal setting. It is not a once per year activity to make New Year's resolutions. You need to plan, take action, review, revise, experiment, and see what works and what doesn't. In other words, you need to practice goal setting too. Try to create an environment that is supporting your goal. It is always a good idea to make your goal visible. It might be text, it might be a picture, and to keep it where you can see it every day. For example, put it on your fridge. If you are more the electronic kind of person, you can also use our free Vida Goals app in order to get daily reminders and motivation about your most important New Year's resolutions and goals throughout the year. You can find out more and download the app at vidagoals.com. This is vidagoals.com. Whatever you prefer, try to think about your environment and how you can make it as helpful as possible for reaching your New Year's resolutions. I wish you all the best for that. Thank you.